Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Alonzo from Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
Yes.
And did you check out the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40 by any chance?
I did not.
That's okay.
Steve's feeling good about that.
Yeah, we're going head-to-head, even playing field.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right.
Let's do it.
For those playing at home, Alonzo has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Ready.
How many are in 36?
36.
Correct. In The Wizard of Oz, what is Dorothy's dog's name?
Toto.
Correct. What nationality is Celine Dion?
Canadian.
She is. How many seasons did Brian Bosworth play in the NFL?
5.
No.
6.
No.
3.
Yes. Who is Fred Flintstone's best friend?
Barney.
Yes. What auscultation is the medical term for what involuntary reflex?
Pass.
What color is the middle stripe on the German flag?
Black.
No.
Yellow.
No.
Red.
Correct. What is the process of making milk safe for consumption called?
Pasteurization.
That's right. In what decade was Mr. Potato Head first manufactured and distributed?
40s.
No.
50s.
Yes. With the number being less than 10, how many minutes does it take for sunlight to reach the earth?
3.
No.
4.
No.
2.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct, Alonzo. You are straight up on fire today, my friend.
Yes. I had my coffee this morning.
No cheat sheet needed.
Yeah.
Hey. Sorry. Brian was in the kitchen when I left the soundproof room and he was chanting for me.
Oh, is that how you guys do it every time?
When he's here, yes.
I love it. Are you ready, Steve? Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Steve.
Oh, God. How many are in 36?
36?
Yes. In The Wizard of Oz, what is Dorothy's dog's name?
Toto.
Correct. What nationality is Celine Dion?
She is Canadian.
She is. How many seasons did Brian Bosworth play in the NFL?
Not much. 4?
No.
3.
Yes. Who is Fred Flintstone's best friend?
Barney.
Yes. Auscultation is the medical term for what involuntary reflex?
Gag?
No.
Oh. Farting?
No.
Burping?
No. What color is the middle stripe on the German flag?
Is it hiccups?
It's not.
Okay. Red.
It is. What is the process of making milk safe for consumption called?
Pasteurization.
It is. In what decade was Mr. Potato Head first manufactured and distributed?
The 60s.
No.
The 50s.
Yes. With the number being less than 10, how many minutes does it take for sunlight to reach the earth?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
8.
Yes. Steve, with time to spare, you got 9 correct.
Wow.
And that is a win. 9-8.
Let's go.
Congratulations, Steve. And next time, Alonzo, you will beat Miggs.
Good game.
You too, my friend. I feel like the Florida Panthers right now.
Very good game.
I'd like to thank my my friend in the kitchen, Ryan Castle, for the hype up. And the man upstairs.
Ossetation. The man upstairs.
There's John.
Who's on the 15th floor.
Yeah, John works on the 15th floor. He loves B-Makes, so I'm thanking him.
Ossetation is the medical term for yawning.
Oh, okay. I think I would have eventually got to that
one. You were in there. You were in there somewhere. But congratulations. That was a masterful beat Migs there, Steve.
You got to love when somebody yawns and it instantly triggers you to yawn as well.
It's so weird. Is that like just a mental thing or is that a real like scientific
I think it's a mental thing.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no doctor, though. Why are you asking me these questions?
I mean, we are both pretty mental, so.
Yes, that's very true.
The Daily Migs Show.
We came across a list of the absolute greatest rock songs that came out 20 years ago in the year 2005. And we want to see how well you know your rock music. So call up now. 206-803-ROCK. Call now and we'll take your calls after Green Day. Loudwire, they love a list. And they put together a list of the top radio hits from the rock world in the year 2005.
I'm looking at some of them. These aren't ones that we're going to include in our list, but like Nickelback's in there, Stain, Chevelle, Seether, Mudvayne, Foo Fighters, Nine Inch Nails. Some of these songs like Best of You and things along those lines, I'm just like, oh, that's 20 years old. Where did the 20 years go?
Well, we picked out some of our favorites.
Yes.
And we want to play a little game where we guess the band going track by track. So we typically start with the drums and then add in the other instruments up to the vocals and then see how well we know the songs.
Now, before we get to Jeff, who wants to play the game, I want to put Danny to the test because I feel like this is right in his wheelhouse, a lot of these songs.
2005, baby. Class of 2005, 20 years ago.
Oh my gosh, that's your graduation year.
It was, and that's just mind-blowing. I mean, it's funny you say, like, oh, the songs are that old. I'm that old.
Are you ready for this one?
Let's go.
If you don't get this one right, I'm going to have to just, like, you know, ask you to leave.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, ready?
No pressure.
No.
Give you a little bass.
Terrence got it.
Terrence got it.
I don't got it yet.
No?
Not yet.
I give you a little guitar?
All right. Oh, Fall Out Boy. Sugar, we're going down.
I was about to say you cannot DJ Emo Night ever again.
You're fired.
I'm telling Meredith.
That drum beat was not what I was expecting.
Yeah, because I didn't go right from the beginning. I think if I went from the beginning, you would have definitely gotten that opening drum fill.
For sure.
Yeah. That's a full-on giveaway.
Oh, man, I'm suck at this game.
Yeah, I would hand in your emo card at the end of the day, please.
Let's go.
All right.
Jeff from Puyallup is on the phone and wants to play along. We're going to go track by track and see how well you know the top rock radio hits of 2005.
Jeff, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's start with the drums. What a great drum beat.
Oh, I recognize it. I need more.
Get some guitar. A little bass.
Oh, it's Green Day.
Green Day, you are absolutely right.
Wake Me Up When September Ends, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they realize how that would forever be a meme.
Oh my gosh. I look forward to it every year.
For the last 20 years, people have been cracking that same joke. Isn't that crazy? That's just 20 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, are you ready for the next one?
Oh, yeah.
All right. This one also, I think, has a great drum beat.
Oh, yep.
You got it, Danny. Beverly Hills, Weezer.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was easy.
I wanted to go to the Playboy Mansion so much just because of this music video.
Such a good video.
Yeah.
Jeff, you're crushing it so far.
Also from a great record. I mean, I know a lot of people always talk about the Blue Album, maybe even Pinkerton, and the Green Records being some of their best. But I thought Make Believe has some great songs on it. And that was their biggest hit. An album went triple platinum.
That was their biggest hit of all the hits?
I think it might have been the biggest as far as like charting on like, you know, like the on the charts.
All the numbers.
Yeah. All right, one more for you, Jeff. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, I think this one might be a little bit harder. Also, great drum beat. Oh, I think
I got it.
So
familiar.
Really?
I think so.
Little bass.
Oh. Audio Slave?
Yep, do you know the song?
Be Yourself.
It's not what I thought it was. Okay, Danny, what did you think it was?
I thought it was Voodoo by Godsmack.
Okay.
From the drum beat only.
It did have a little bit of a tribal beat going on. Yeah.
Jeff, great job, man. You win. I don't know what you win, but you win the day. You win the day.
Nice. Thanks for letting me play.
Awesome, Jeff. Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah, 2005. I mean, that was a good year, Danny.
It's weird to me, too. Well, they actually asked me to put together like a 20-year reunion playlist.
Uh-huh.
And I was having the hardest time because like everyone's like, oh, you're the radio guy. You know all the music from them. I'm like, not really.
Like, do what most people do these days. Just type it into ChatGPT and make them make the playlist.
100%. Also, just put it into Spotify and just do like 2005 and see what comes up.
I mean, for us nerds that have Apple Music, there's probably an essentials already there for you to use.
Work smarter, not harder.
Right?
Yeah, for real, though. That's. I can't believe that all those songs are 20 years old.
Well, here's a question for you guys. What were you doing 20 years ago?
This.
I was in college at Wazoo trying to make my way in the world, Danny.
I was doing this.
This right here?
This, exactly.
Same
this.
Seat?
Yeah, nothing has changed. It's been 20 years of this.
Did you have hair?
No.
The Daily Mix Show. An iconic moment happened 55 years ago, even older than you, Steve Mix.
Oh,
can
good.
You believe it?
I feel young again.
55 years ago this week, and it's a baseball moment, something iconic that involved LSD.
Nice.
So a lot of people are chatting about it online, which means we have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
It was 55 years ago this week that Doc Ellis did something that no man has ever done.
That
we know of. And that is throwing a no-hitter while tripping on LSD.
Do you know much about that story?
I do know. He was not supposed to play that day, right?
Right. It's one of my all-time favorite stories. It's crazy to think that was like 55 years ago. But I remember watching a documentary on, I think it was Netflix, called No-No. the documentary, but they spelled it, you know, like
Doc,
like Doc for like Doc Ellis.
Yeah.
Insane story.
So it was 1970. He pitched a no-hitter for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was not supposed to play that day. He took a hit of acid knowing that he wasn't going to be playing that day.
Which
and
is
then
kind
he got
of,
called up.
Which is funny that he's thinking, I got the day off. I'll just do some drugs.
So weird. But he said that he couldn't feel the ball. He couldn't see the catcher. He thought Richard Nixon was the home plate umpire.
I think some of it might have been exaggerated over the years because like some people, like there have been some stories that have come out where I'm like, I've never heard that part of this Doc Ellis story. Like one person, I read some little a fable about it where like he thought he was pitching to Jimi Hendrix at one point. And I'm just like, okay, are we just making stuff up? The story itself is crazy as it is. We don't need to add layers of like unbelievable stuff.
And this is Doc talking about the day.
And this is from that documentary that was out because he's sadly has passed since then. But he cleaned his life up.
Oh yeah.
After all this, like, and then he was like an advocate for like sobriety, and he would always freely share his story of the insane things that he did back in the day. And here he is talking about being high on acid.
Catcher put tape on his fingers so I could see the signals. But as far as seeing the batter themselves, I didn't really see who they were. The opposing team and my teammates, they knew I was high, but they didn't know what I was high on. They didn't know.
Okay, first of all, that might be a problem, Doc, that they all know you do drugs. They just weren't sure which drug you were on.
It could be anything.
They didn't really see it, but I had the acid in me, and I didn't know what I looked like with that acid.
I cannot imagine. He didn't allow a single hit that day.
Also, but he didn't pitch like a perfect game. He pitched a no-hitter. It was far from perfect. Apparently, he was like hitting players. Like, people were scared to step up to the plate because they're like, Doc is unhinged up here.
Oh, no. Well, many, of course, have had to share their thoughts on social media. So let's go straight to the comments.
All right. Yeah, we found a few comments about this 55-year anniversary of Doc Ellis pitching a no-hitter while on LSD. And I figured who better to read it than a man who wrote a song about LSD. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh.
It's also his birthday today. He's 83 years old. Yes, Sir Paul McCartney. Sir Paul McCartney. Fix that in post. Robot Paul is reading the comments. Are we ready?
Let's go.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, he was a no-hitter, but he also beamed 10 batters.
Yes, that's the part. Like, I don't know. They don't have like the full game out there to watch, but there's like clips of it out there. And you watch him throw the ball and you're just like, how?
Do we know if that's another record, hitting 10 players in one game?
I think it might be.
It might be.
I don't know any other stories of people getting hit by pitches that many times.
No.
Like, he kind of have walked a lot of people, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I love how they say it's the only confirmed no-hitter while on LSD.
No, it wasn't baseball, but I heard rumors. Like, my all-time favorite goalie in hockey, the guy that got made me fall in love with the New Jersey Devils was this goalie by the name of Sean Burke. He was, like, a journeyman goalie after that, but, like, he was, like, a stud for Team Canada and came into the NHL, had a great run with the Devils for his first season, then he got bounced around from, like, the Whalers to the Coyotes and the Flyers and that. And apparently, the rumor is that in the juniors, when he was playing in the juniors, he took acid and played and had, like, an incredible game.
That's insane to me.
So I agree. Like, he's the only one that's confirmed, but I feel like there are other athletes that have been like maybe microdosing out there on the field or on the court or on the ice.
Mm. It was
makes you want to play sports, doesn't it,
Taryn? Totally.
It was meant to be. In the box score, it's last name first and first initial. So Doc Ellis would be LSD hashtag trippy.
Whoa. I didn't even think about that.
Did your brain just expand a little bit?
Yeah, man. So his last name is Ellis, and then first initial is D, so it's LSD.
Wacky.
That's too cool. It was meant to happen. I was right.
Totally.
I heard he could still see the pitch trails after he threw it, and that helped him for his next pitches.
Imagine being inside that brain.
No.
You've got thousands of people watching you at the game. You have teammates that are not on LSD, and you're out there throwing a ball at another person who has a bat. Like, I would be, like, freaking out just from that alone.
In a fetal position, I'll tell you what.
Good story, until it says, addicts. No one gets addicted to that. That's safer than an avocado. It's there when you want it.
It's there when you want it, like avocados.
Okay.
Okay, one more comment about this. Are you ready?
Yes.
I don't know. Singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl after smoking crack is more impressive. Rest in peace, Whitney.
Oh.
I had to Google search that to be sure because I was like, I don't remember her being on crack for the national anthem. And I went online and said that was a rumor, but it seems very far from the truth just by that performance alone. And they don't, like, I think some over the years people have created like a false narrative that she was high on crack when she sang the national anthem.
In your previous adventures, Steve, did you ever have to do anything serious when you were in another realm?
Yes. It was Ozfest, and I wish I could find the audio. We're talking forever ago, but I just recently started working at KSW. My day was done. We got like a limo that took us to White River or something along those lines. So none of us were driving. Let's just say Steve Miggs over here was partying a little harder than he should be. Because I thought I had no responsibilities. I was just going to enjoy the show. So we park. I'm walking around. I'm just kind of feeling the moment, just walking in the grass, having a great time. And I walk by the KSW tent. I'm like, oh, I'll just wave. And I'm like waving like, oh, good, you're here. Get on the air with the men's room.
And
it was all of a sudden like things got serious real quick. Like, what? Like, yeah, they're about to go on the air. Get on the air with the men's room. And they hand me headphones and a microphone. Now, I had a rock girl that was like sitting on my This is like everything about them. Again, this is forever ago. And I'm on, I got like the headphones on and I'm trying to talk. And I hear Miles and Thrill's voice and Ted. And I don't even know what they were saying. And then all of a sudden, all I could say was, Ted, there's a lot of people here. And Ted knew the voice.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ted's partied with me. And he's like, we got to get Miggs off the air. We have to get, because I just kept going, Ted, there's a lot of people here. You should come down.
You should take that microphone away from Steve right now.
Thankfully, Miles and Thrill picked up on it rather quickly. I think they asked me one more question. I definitely didn't give a very coherent answer. And they're just like, you know what? Let's move on. We don't need to talk to him anymore.
Have a nice trip.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Join us today at the Mariners game. The Mariners are taking on the Red Sox, and the first pitch is at 1:10. We're going to be there. Play hooky. Come kick it with us. And before the game starts, we're going to be playing beatniks, hanging out at the pen. We'd love to see you there. And go Mariners. As we start making moves this morning, you probably want to walk out the door with some nuggets of information from the world of pop culture, but there's so much happening out there, it can be tough to know what's really important. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
Oh, I guess I should hit the button.
There it is.
Hey.
Yeah.
On the Daily Mix Show. Let's go. Ooh. Let's go.
Anne Burrell, who was a major star on the Food Network, has passed away at the age of 55.
Dude, this kind of, like, it did kind of wreck me yesterday. I was just like, just surfing through, and I'm like, what's going on? Because you know her from the crazy blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
I love watching her on so many different Food Network shows. I was like, what the hell happened?
So they've not released any cause of death yet, but she is survived by her husband, her family, her stepchildren. And yeah, that was just a real shock. Was not expecting that at all. She just had such a cool signature look and such a great enthusiasm about her. She was so fun to watch.
Plus, she hosted a show that I always thought I could be on.
Yeah.
The Worst Cooks in America, right?
Were you going to present her African chicken?
I probably would have won had I given the opportunity. Yeah, that would feel bummer news.
Yeah, for sure.
Bummer news for on a different level, obviously. Obviously, but for Edmonton Oilers fans yesterday, I think they were hoping for a Game 7. It wasn't even a game.
Mm-mm.
Game 6 was just yet another beatdown, just showing how dominant the Florida Panthers are.
Oh, especially when the second that they had that empty net, I was like, we're in trouble. There's no coming back from this.
It was like 4-0 at one point, ended up being 5-1. They won the Stanley Cup 2 years in a row. They did it at home, which is always fun to be able to see like the home crowd losing their minds. Also, all the players having a great time. I thought one of the cooler things, I was on Facebook just scrolling around, and their captain, Alexander Barkov. Apparently, and I bet he wasn't the only one, they did not leave that arena.
No.
They were partying all night long, probably in the locker room. It was around 1:30 in the morning, and there's video footage of it. He walks out onto the ice with the Stanley Cup. He's like in his shirt and shorts, and he walks out at 1:30 in the morning onto the ice and hoist the Stanley Cup for all the employees that are still in the arena. Here's a little, you can hear how the people that are working there are still fired up as well. It's 1:30 in the morning, and he's just having the best time with the Stanley Cup. I love those kind of moments.
We're not going home yet.
Oh, I bet then they eventually ended up somewhere. I think they're still probably up partying.
Oh, I bet I would be.
Same. Drinking out of the cup, partying all night long. I just love that he did that for the employees
as
well.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Liquid Death sold 10 empty cans of iced tea that were apparently drunk by Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
The sales pitch involved was that it contained Ozzy's DNA. They were $450 a piece, and they sold out immediately.
People paid $450 for this.
Yes, and they flew off the shelves, all 10 of them, all 10 cans. This is a YouTube ad that got posted yesterday about it.
There will never be another Ozzy Osbourne. Unless you have his actual DNA. Introducing infinitely recyclable Ozzy by Liquid Death. These cans have each been drunk by Ozzy himself. And each can...
Okay, was that an Ozzy impression?
And each can contains trace DNA from Ozzy's saliva, as well as his handwritten signature. Once technology and federal law permits, you can replicate Ozzy and enjoy him for hundreds of years into the future.
I mean, at least you get the autograph. I think the autograph...
That's what is worth it right there. I'm not really interested in Ozzy's saliva.
No, I remember that time I caught Danny Carey from Tool's Gatorade bottle. Like, I was sitting pretty close during a Tool concert. And he just, like, you know, he's doing his thing. He stops playing the drums, takes a swig of, like, I remember it's the orange flavor. And then he chucks it into the crowd. And I wasn't... It was coming at me. So reflex was get my hand in front of it, and I freaking caught it, which was like adrenaline rush. You know, I was like, that's awesome. But then I was like, what am I going to do with this freaking thing?
You take the lid off and you go, all over it.
That's not what I did.
Wow. We know what Taryn Daly has done with some water bottles.
Look, I'm not here to kink shame you, Taryn Daly, but that's the last thing I thought of doing. So I'm looking at like, what the hell am I going to do with this? The guy next to me goes, do you want that? And I was like, no. He said, can I have it? Sure. And he was so fired up. He unscrewed the cap and didn't do what you said. He took a swig out of it. Goes, you want some too? I'm like, no. No. None of that. I take a drumstick, but I'm not taking your used Gatorade bottle.
Ew.
Oh, you said ill to that?
I know, right?
You're about to tongue kiss this bottle.
Just a little bit.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have another shot for you to beat Steve this morning. This man has a record of 204 wins, 64 losses, and 47 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think you can beat Miggs at 850.
Up for grabs, a Gatorade bottle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.